Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I explained how the recent American bank failures were clobbering stock prices of banks located in the Lansing area. But you also need to understand how this crisis in the U.S. financial system developed. It is a gross distortion of the economy by the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve. In a healthy economy, obsolete or poorly run companies fail. The residual assets and workers who lost their jobs can then be redeployed in more profitable pursuits. But the focus of the government and Fed is that failing companies should be rescued, leading to lower long-term prosperity. The government and Fed supported failing businesses by artificially holding down interest rates. These temporarily low rates encourage businesses to make risky plans which would have not been pursued at higher interest rates. At the onset of the lockdowns for the pandemic 3 years ago, short-term U.S. Treasury debt interest rates fell to almost zero. This led banks and investment firms flush with cash to acquire 10-year U.S. Treasury debt with a less than a 1% return. Low interest rates also encouraged the public, with trillions of government handouts, to splurge on spending. American household debt from the end of 2019 to 2022 jumped almost 20%. But when the Fed began raising interest rates to combat rising consumer prices, default rates rose and consumer spending tailed off. The sales decline hit businesses now burdened with debt at rising interest rates. With U.S. Treasury debt interest rates now hovering around 4%, lower interest rate bonds purchased 2 to 3 years ago are now only liquid if sold at a discount. The problem hit Silicon Valley Bank. When customers started to withdraw funds from that bank, it began selling billions of its 10-year treasury debt at a loss. The losses led to the collapse of the bank. The Fed admits there could be as much as $600 billion of losses by America's banks if they need to raise liquidity by cashing out their low interest rate treasury debt. A problem of this magnitude will eventually lead to the crisis we are now experiencing. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.